This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For our weekly talk radio review, an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perspective of the folks that share the air with me every weekday. It's the DJV group. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are here with the stories. I think we have to start, ladies, with a discussion of COVID, the freedom from, well, is it freedom from? That's the question. Is it freedom from, freedom of, freedom for those who are vaccinated? There's still a lot of people who don't want to get the shots, but yet there's a lot of enhancement. The state of Ohio is offering $1 million in weekly prizes from their lottery in order to get the vaccine. And the feds are trying to get, what is it, 70% of the country vaccinated before the 4th of July, is that the number?
One shot, yeah. 70% of Americans should have one of the jabs by July 4th.
But isn't the biggest thing this week the fact that those of us who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks anymore?
Yes.
And really,
that's the quote-unquote freedom that everybody's been waiting for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody's been, if you're an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, whatever, you know, the people who have got the vaccine and are, in my opinion, doing the right thing by the public health, then, yeah, this is the reward that we were promised, and I'm really happy that it happened. It's just, you know,
a lot of people, not to, you know, my job is to poo all over it. But I think a lot of people say that this is where the messaging got bungled and that this is what it should have been all the time, that if you get vaccinated, you can wear the mask or you can get rid of the mask and you can go back to living a normal life. And I think what for so many people, it's like, what took so long? And we remember when just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden and his administration were saying that the people in Texas who are removing a mandate of masks were Neanderthals. And so what changed? You know, and that's the question. And this is what's unfortunate. And it's happened.
Well, that was unvaccinated. He didn't say Neanderthals. He said Neanderthal thinking. There is a difference.
Yeah,
but he said there is. No, but there is.
If Trump said, "You're not dragging knuckles," but they're thinking like
he would parse it out if Trump had said something like that. So I'll take the other side. But yeah, he was talking. But that was aimed at unvaccinated people not wearing a mask. That is different. That's not what they're saying now. I do agree. I think the CDC has been playing catch up with
irregular.
It's been all over the place. Yeah, and then it just seems like the rest of us are ahead, and then they catch up kind of. It's like California. They're trying to catch up now to how the rest of the country has been living. And we're, you know, if you're doing it the right way and you're getting vaccinated, then you should be. The reward is you go out and you live your life and you don't live and die by a mask anymore.
So, and I would think even more than the reward, because I think that is one element to human behavior, right? We want, if we do something, we want a reward. But I think what has been so ridiculous is trying to tell people the vaccine works, but then still having the images of Biden and everybody around him with the mask on, even though they've been vaccinated. And so when you're trying to tell people it works, then you have a lot of people who are skeptical going, well, if it works so well, why are you wearing a mask?
Right. And then, you know, my husband went to a Yankee game last week. And he's fully vaccinated. He went with a buddy who's also fully vaccinated. And there they are sitting, the two of them together, spaced out because, you know, they have the stadiums all spaced
their
out.
Masks
no
on.
One's are, no one's allowed to remove their mask. They already had taken their temperature. They proved that they had their vaccine cards. It's like, okay, well, what's the point then?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting as part of all of this coming back online, if you will, that Broadway tickets have gone on sale because
that's
they're
big
going
for
to
New York.
But they're not going to open to full capacity till September 14th.
Well, they're not opening at all until September 14th.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was
no. They
so
have,
why aren't they opening until September? If all of this stuff, if movie theaters can open up.
Because Broadway shows have so many moving parts, and there's unions involved. There's so much more involved to getting everybody back up and running. They have contracts that they have to renegotiate. It's a long process.
Get back into rehearsals.
Yeah.
I mean, everything fully shut down. There,
It's not like a movie theater where you just turn on the projector or, you know, plug
but
in.
But you know what that speaks to? How we so overreacted to all of this. Everything that we've said so far in our opening remarks about COVID is a... And in my mind, is a testament to being to having these government agencies. Everybody says, "Well, we rely on their guidance," and they were unprepared, and they still really aren't with it. Even though I guess it's easy to criticize because this was something they hadn't encountered before, or that's what they tell us. But yet, there have been plenty of COVID experiences in the last 9, 10, 12 years. There's been COVID stuff, not as serious
not to
as
this level, though.
But you know, it's still.
But in a densely as a New Yorker, I mean, as a in a densely populated city, the most densely populated in the country, stopping the spread of the virus was the only thing. That was the best thing we could do until a vaccine came along. So I know it's easy for someone in Massachusetts on a farm to say that it was an overreaction.
Well,
but
I just think the whole economy, really, looking at everything that sort of fell
apart. Well, that's very Monday morning quarterback. That's easy to say.
I said that at the beginning. I went back in March of last year. You listened to what I said. I said, "What are we doing? Why are we jumping off?"
Yeah. I mean, this is the question. I mean, yes, New York shut down. Maybe they felt like that was their only choice, but did it work? I mean,
well,
thousands of people died.
So, right.
In California,
and a lot more would have died.
I mean, I'll use my own point of reference. California, after it shut down, had the worst spike because they were sending people home, and people were not getting sick out; they were getting sick at home. So it was like, I mean, as much as we were locked down and locked down tight for a year, it was totally bungled because people still ended up dying. It was the wrong in trying to save people; they actually ended up killing people.
Well, we still have a problem with teachers' unions in some of the big cities. Because the schools are not open and the unions are saying we're not going to go back to school, all these people should be fired. They just should
all
fire
them. You guys saw the largest school union, the teachers union, I think has already has pushed to open schools. I just saw that.
That was after they got some bad press this week. So the AFT is, I think, the second largest teachers
American
union.
It was one of the big
Federation
ones.
Of
yeah.
Teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're the ones who were criticized, and so was the CDC, because the CDC had said it was safe to open schools. The AFT gets involved. They send them a memo. They say, nope, not safe to, we're not sending anybody back to school. The CDC revises their guidelines using words verbatim from the teachers union. And so the CDC is being criticized because it's like, okay, are you guys following science or are you following political interests? And so that's been a criticism this week. The head of the AFT, I think her name is Randi Weingarten, she was on Fox News this week, and she said, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that the schools haven't reopened. It's Fox News' fault that the schools haven't opened, and we are not going to reopen. Well, she got so much heat for that interview.
That's a stupid
that
statement.
Come Thursday, all of a sudden the AFT's like, well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it is time to get back. Come on. I mean, everybody needs to just be a little more consistent. Try not to let politics infiltrate public health. But do you guys happen to remember, like, I don't know, I was probably going apoplectic about this a few months ago, where Gavin Newsom decided, because he was feeling the heat of the recall at the time, that he wanted to be able to tell people that that he got the schools back open again. And so to do that, he incentivized any school. They would get money from the state if they reopened, even if it was only for 1 minute. You remember that? And I was going nuts. I'm like, these schools could open for 1 minute. They're going to get millions of dollars from the government. Well, apparently that actually happened. And the San Francisco school district is now taking criticism. That was a story in California this week where they took $12 million from the government, and they only opened for 1 day of instruction.
Wow.
Instruction.
And it closed down again.
Jeez.
All right, in a moment, we're going to find out, we're going to follow the number three item this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the top 10 stories. We'll try to touch on as many of them as possible. The charts for the week of May 10th to the 14th in our focus here. From the DJV perspective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 after the hour.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
After the hour. Okay, number three this week is the story of the Colonial Pipeline hack, and as a result of that, on the East Coast, gas went crazy. Virginia, folks are paying $7 a gallon. Yes,
what?
You heard that correctly.
No.
$7.
$7?
Because all the gas stations didn't have any gas. So,
yep.
Wow. Supply and demand.
$7 a gallon. Thank you very much. And the guys got away with it. They paid, what, $5 million in crypto?
Isn't there a law against that, price gouging? Right?
But it wasn't even, I mean, for them, right? It wasn't even gouging because there was no gasoline left in the state. So it wasn't even like, you know, like masks. Yeah. We say, you know, it, like people were like, oh, here's $1,200 for my little blue mask. Take
right.
it when the pandemic broke out. It's just, I mean, they had gas lines. They had stations shutting down. I mean, this was pretty much it.
Well, it's when you think about it, we're subject to, I guess that's the lesson of living in a society that's built on the profit motive, much as anything else.
The thing that stinks is that we were energy independent. Now it doesn't seem, now we're not headed in that direction. So
I think you're, exactly. Okay, so let's go back to number two here for a moment, which is about Liz Cheney. You want me to talk about her, or should you talk about her, Jennifer?
You love her, so go ahead.
Yeah, haven't you talked enough about her this week?
By the way, I've done an unofficial scientific poll, and remember, like, everybody's like, oh, well, she's the one who's the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney. My mom believes that, too. I believe
everyone
in the
does.
Country does
everyone
really
knows who Liz
Cheney
is.
Right.
I did. I fully did. I was like, well, you know, she's a lesbian. Nope. Wrong, sister.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's not much more to say about it. She
there's more than that. Go ahead. Tell us.
The positions, you're number three in the leadership positions on the Republican side. And so they decided to oust her from that. And it looked like, at least from what I could see, even though I thought that was a waste of time, this woman, Stefanik, who's supposed to go into that position, looks like a ne'er-do-well. And Cheney's going to turn this around and eat some of the Republicans because they'll recreate, whether it's a third party or something. There are enough people who are Republicans or who used to be Republicans, I guess maybe I'm one of them, who are tired of the way things are going, the one-way thinking, it's our way or the highway. Maybe
didn't
that's
she get
the way
a standing ovation? I know the headlines were all about her being booed when she gave that final speech, but she also got a standing ovation too from other people who still support.
Yeah, but the problem
is that,
so this is what is so wrong with the news headline. That speech she gave, there were only like three people in the chamber.
Yay!
It was, you know, they have no
right,
nobody
what's
there.
Trending?
Everyone's
up next here. It's 21 after the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks that have that presence of mind Monday through Friday on the DJV program. Many of you hear that program on the same stations that carry the countdown. So we have a number of trending items that Jay Kirshner pays attention to on our DJV social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, whatever it is. So you asked a question online, Jay, is it rude to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated? What sort of listener response you get to that?
It was pretty much across the board. Some people were saying, yeah, it's absolutely rude. Other people were like, I don't care either which way. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I could care less. I'm not getting the vaccine. Helen Bisham says is absolutely rude. Sean Watson brings up vaccine shedding and says, yes, you should be able to ask people because
what does that mean,
vaccine
shedding? What does that mean?
Hasn't it been proven that this vaccine doesn't have the vaccine shedding? It's when somebody gets a vaccine and some of their symptoms are contagious or the side effects.
You mean like what the Yankees experienced this week?
No,
that
the
was
Yankees,
getting COVID after
COVID.
Being in. Yeah.
All right, so explain.
Vaccinated.
Somebody help me understand what happened with the Yankees. They had all the members of the team were vaccinated, yet 8 members of the team are testing positive. I don't get that.
They all got J&J, and you can still get COVID if you have a vaccine, and, you know, J&J has a lower...
Is it J&J, though? Is it that?
They
we
all
stay
got,
away from J&J.
Well, no, it's not that. It's only one of the 8 had any symptoms at all. So you can still get the virus if you've had a vaccine. You just won't get sick from it, and you won't die from it. That's the point of getting vaccinated. So you can still
most
get the flu.
Most people don't think that. Most people
well, but
don't
that's
think
the,
that
that's science. That's the truth. That's just how it is.
I understand that, but most people do not think. They think when they get the shots, they will not get.
Well,
the
you
disease.
May not know. Look, the bottom line is 7 of the 8 Yankees never would have known they even had COVID if they didn't have to be tested all the time. So most people will get COVID and not even know they have it. And if you're not getting tested, because why would you really, unless you're flying somewhere? So, you know, that's going to happen. But their 7 of the 8 had no symptoms at all. The problem, though, is that they only got J&J about 2 weeks ago. And J&J has now updated that guidance that you need a full month after your J&J one-dose shot. You need a full month to build up full immunity. So if you've only had 2 weeks, which the Yankees had, then, you know, it's possible that you're going to get COVID.
All right. So, this, meanwhile, Anthony Anderson, from Blackish and To Tell the Truth says you can trust the vaccine. That's good to know. Next up on the question board, Jay, at what age is it appropriate for a child to be on social media? I thought the question was going to be at what age is it appropriate for a child to get a shot? Well, maybe we take a shot at both of those. Anyway, what do we...
Yeah, with Facebook wanting to start an Instagram that is garnered towards the 13 and under users. Mickey Malcontin says 18 at least. I don't care if you think your child is mature enough to handle it. They aren't. I totally agree. Johnny Powell says no child under 18 as well. Diana Julian points out that kids lie about their age just to get on social media. So there needs to be stipulations to prove their age. I actually was kicked off of TikTok. My account, my original account, was permanently banned because my nieces would post a lot. And TikTok thought that I was...
I thought you were at least 18.
Yeah, but TikTok thought I was an under 13 user and deactivated and banned my account. I'm like, I'm 37.
Those face creams are working.
Yeah, they're so working.
Right, another question we posted on our social media this week, focusing on mental health, treating it with psychedelic drugs. This was a very interesting conversation. So where do we go with this?
Joanne Jackson says, living with someone who struggles with bipolar disorder and depression, I'm for anything that will help calm the rages and mania. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Wood thinks it's a great idea. Jeff Talton says, it's all fun and games until things go bad.
What does that mean?
I think it's a joke referencing a bad trip, but I mean, in the medical sense, you have people around you.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some good input there. Thank you very much. You can always find us at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry admits buying Chinese solar panels by forced labor manufacturing is probably not in the best interest of the United States. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry acknowledged on Wednesday that obtaining solar panels from China is a problem given the forced labor reported in the area and China's strength in the market. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas asked Kerry about ensuring that the U.S. climate strategy won't involve buying solar panels produced from forced labor.
It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in the solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions.
Nearly 80% of the solar panels installed in the United States are from Chinese companies. In 2019, U.S.-made solar panels hit a 10-year high of nearly 20% of the market share. Preakness horse racing officials said this week they are allowing Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit to enter Saturday's race. The colt failed a drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Folks, back to the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. Mostly the top 10 stories, but every once in a while there's a little side trip to maybe what we were talking about this time last week, if you will. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So the Syria side of things, the number four item on the story list this week is Israel and the violence there in the Middle East. I think it's inappropriate to label it Israeli-Palestinian violence because it isn't really the Palestinians who are responsible for what's going on. It's Hamas and now some of the Lebanese factions that are the same. There's really no government, though, in Palestine, is there? When you get right down to brass tacks, there's no
Hamas
real...
Hamas is supposed to be, it's very similar to Iran, right? Where
yeah.
The leadership of Iran really have nothing to do with the wants and the needs of the
people.
Iranian people. Right.
Right.
It's not quite that extreme, I don't think, in Palestine. I think you have a lot of people with pretty strong ideologies, but yeah.
Well, mostly the older
says,
people.
Yeah, Hamas goes in there and says, well, we're acting on their behalf. Well, are you? Right. Because your leader just said you don't care if you spill Arab blood in your, you know, in your pursuit to kill the Jews. I mean, come on.
Well, then anybody who asks, well, where'd you get your money? You don't tax the Palestinians. So where'd you get the money to build these rockets? Where'd that come from? Where'd the rockets come from? And then, duh. Or then it's finger pointing, and we all know it goes back to Iran and to a lesser extent the Lebanese. So, at any rate, Hezbollah and Hamas, the two real bad guys in this circumstance. But meanwhile, what does it do to Netanyahu's trying to create, he's the one who's responsible. I think there's a lot of brute force being used to try to quell all of this. And this
I would say that this actually strengthens him. I don't know. I don't know Israeli politics, but I do know that just my gut tells me that if you live there and you know Netanyahu's track record and you think, okay, who do I want to defend me against all of these crazy rockets coming into the country? It's probably Netanyahu, but I don't know.
Well, and even Trump had said, you know, if you're in a war, it's not when you change. That's not the time to change your government.
When
you're in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Roosevelt got elected.
More sinister going on there. But,
That's the reason that Roosevelt got reelected twice after the fact. He became the third. It was at a third term and part of a fourth term is because that very thing. You don't want to change leadership in the middle of the war.
Right.
So that was the only reason that he stayed in there. All right, next up on this list, or at least I'm looking around here, I think the things that influence most of us, the economy, certainly number six, the unemployment or employment issues that come from people getting easy money from the government, and now jobs are going wanting because you can go across the country, go to state after state after state. Many states are canceling or are getting in the way of government aid for folks so that people will go back to work because there's such a shortage. And then you couple that with the mass migration or immigration from people coming in here illegally and then wandering around trying to find jobs and actually finding jobs maybe a little more easily than they might have otherwise. There's a sickness here. At least that's the way I read it. It's just sick. The number of what we're paying for people who don't have to work and ought to be working. If you're able-bodied, you shouldn't have any government assistance, period, end of story. But yet, look at it. It's all over the place. And so what are we? I think that, frankly, gets in the way of the economy growing the way these people think. You know, the economy is pretty hot right now. You can't find housing amounts to anything anywhere. There's a shortage. It's just kind of a weird situation, a conundrum of things that have come together as a result of COVID. And then you go back to number seven, which is relationships with China and Russia. And what are we doing forcefully? This is my big question all the time. What are we doing forcefully to deal with China when it comes to all the people say, well, it's very intricate and you don't understand how involved we are with them and we can't just pull the plug on all these things. Well, you know what? We were responsible. We, the United States and other countries that have money to spend buying cheap stuff. And so we've created a monster. And the monster understands us extraordinarily well, knows how to eat us
at lunchtime. Even when it comes to really un-American ideals like, oh, I don't know, genocide, we don't usually like that as Americans or forget that as the West. I thought it was really telling to see just how much there is a lack of, I don't know, maybe fear from the government standing up to China at this moment. This week, one of the stories, and it kind of went under the radar, I think, maybe unless, you know, a few outlets may have picked it up, but John Kerry gave testimony to Congress this week, and he's the acting, whatever they call him, the climate czar, or whatever he's doing about climate change. And so he was being asked about solar, and one of the big problems is that there is a desire for solar in this country. Obviously, progressives are pushing for more solar technology so that you can cut down on gasoline and energy and all that stuff. So the Uyghur Muslims that are being put into concentration camps are primarily the people who are building most of the solar. They are doing the mining that gets that starts this together. They put together the whole process. And so he was asked, and I don't even remember by who, can the administration guarantee that we are going to not support Uyghur Muslims being used as slave labor in the creation of solar panels? And he wouldn't answer. I mean, this has got to be the biggest when we're dealing with China, this is an easy one, because I don't think there's anyone who defends the fact that they're putting these Muslims into camps and work camps and many times doing test sterilization. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They end up dead or just like worked to death, essentially. And nobody's
convenient.
But the problem, though, but
that's
the problem, though, is that yeah, that issue made headlines in the tech world this week as well. Because there are a lot of, you know, watchdog groups out there and doing complete, you know, end-to-end sourcing of different products and things. And they went after, you would be shocked at the number of companies that they went after. Apple, who has a very strong stance against using any products that, you know, that are anti-humanitarian and obviously anything that, you know, came from the Uyghur concentration camps and things like that. And it's become such a big thing that you can buy the end-on-end-on-end-on-end supply chain where you think you're doing your due diligence, and a lot of these companies have. And
yeah.
Yet it's still, you still
deeply
find out
rooted
that there was something there
China.
That, you know, from at one point or another in that supply chain, it touched on the Uyghurs.
Yeah,
I think that's probably why he didn't. I'm guessing it's probably why he didn't answer the question, because it has become, I mean, it was a big deal in tech this week. And so I'm assuming he probably knew that, because I don't even know how you can guarantee that. Apple has been saying for years.
Start making them here.
They guaranteed that.
Create American jobs. Start making
Hello.
Them here.
But
I mean, that's
I understand that. And that is obviously the main goal. But part of the alloys that are mined are in China. And
China.
That's part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem.
Well, we have alloys.
The ultimate sanction, however, is not supporting that kind of treatment of people, and I think that would be.
I would be 100% behind that.
Yeah.
But there's another. When you talk about some of the things that are only available in China, excuse me, there are things that are only available in America that we ought to put, especially when it comes to trading with the Chinese, put it on hold or say, you know, until you do this. But we don't do that.
Well, the problem, though,
really
is Trump
attach.
Did try to do that, though. He, and we went back and forth with soybeans and corn and all the stuff that China does buy from us. And then it just became, you know, the farmers lost out. It's not an easy, and I gave Trump credit for trying to do that. It's not an easy thing to, those are not easy
waters
to navigate.
We dug ourselves a hole.
Yeah,
a huge
for 50 years. It's 40 or 50
it's gonna
years.
It's going to be painful for Americans in the short term, and this is something I said when Trump was president. It's going to be painful, but we have to look at what's right, what is right, and what is ultimately going to be the end goal, because temporary comfort now for farmers may seem like the ultimate goal, but come, you know, when we're all speaking Chinese in 25 years, is that really going to be the best place for us? Probably not.
So speaking of things that are good for us, I noticed that Chick-fil-A, as a countdown extra, had a problem this week with their sauce. There's a shortage. My God, can you imagine? How can the country continue?
Seriously,
without
though? Like, there are people throwing
it's
things at the radio
anarchy.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't mess with Chick-fil-A in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those sauces are like gold. They're little pots of gold. So, yeah. I think there are going to be a lot of unhappy customers.
Mm-hmm. And one of the names that was on the people list last week was Elon Musk, because he was on SNL. One of the interesting side effects of on Monday and Tuesday, a lot of people were talking about him being on SNL and how good a performance it was. Apparently, the person in his life is a woman named Grimes. Is that right?
She's a singer, artist from Canada. Yeah.
Right.
She's
and
his baby mama, current baby mama.
So explain that, would you please?
It's his girlfriend, and they have a baby.
They have a baby. Is she younger than he is by a long shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 or 11 years,
long shot,
maybe.
Yeah.
Really?
She's what,
anyway,
30, 31?
Yeah.
She had.
How old is he? 50? I don't
who?
Know. Anyway,
Elon Musk?
Elon
he's in
Musk.
His 50s. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so she was hospitalized because she had a panic attack.
After SNL, yeah.
Right.
That was
what
wild.
Was that?
No one really knew. She played in one of the sketches, and she was funny, and she was there with him at the end, and he thanked her when, you know, everyone gets together. And they went to the after party where Lorne Michaels was there and Chris Rock and a whole bunch of famous people. And I guess something happened, and it just triggered a panic attack, and she ended up in the hospital.
Hmm. Kind of weird. Yeah. All right, so that's our version of the Countdown Extra. In a manner of speaking, as we continue, let's talk about the economy, number 6 this week. I want to add a few more comments to that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365 RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
All right, so the economy this week is number 6. I mentioned some of the things about jobs and the employment issues that come from giving people money for not doing anything. One of the most significant things that seems to be happening with the pandemic money is paying off credit card debt. Did you see this? How much the credit card debt has gone down since the beginning of the year? Very much, very significantly. And so the banks are trying to figure out what this paradigm is. And of course, their response to it is to charge more interest instead of 27%. How many of you got notice from either American Express or Citibank or whomever this week that your interest rate has gone from 26.7% or whatever it was up to 29.3%? And that's a direct result of people paying off their credit card and the banks making less money. I mean, if there's anything more outrageous than that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. And then people are using debit cards more than credit cards, which is probably a good thing, right? So that means people have got more money, whether it's the government, it's got to be the government money for the most part, right?
Or people who aren't making mortgage payments are using debit cards to buy groceries.
I thought about that.
Yeah, so if you're not making a mortgage payment or if you're not paying your rent, whatever money you do have from unemployment or pandemic insurance, or just the money that you would have paid your rent or mortgage with, you're using your debit card to buy groceries and supplies and things like that.
So the credit card balances in the last quarter shrunk by almost $50 billion, which
think about
directly...
it, there's also less to do. I mean, what do people put on credit cards? Vacations?
Mm-hmm. You can't go out to restaurants.
You're a little afraid to spend a lot of money because of this. So,
anyone who's anti-credit card and doesn't want to incur any debt, they just want to spend the money they know they have. Because I'm in that party where I only use credit
cards. That's a new American way. We always have spent what we didn't have. And when you get right down to it, that's
Jay,
why the
that's un-American of you.
That's what I've always done.
Debt. Jay, what an outrage. All right, there it is. Our thoughts on many of the things that are in the list, the story list from Talkers on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Car time, I suppose truck time. This is, a lot of people drive pickup trucks. So then we talk about them in terms of what's selling. We all know that the Ford F-150 is the most popular vehicle in the world. And that's pickup trucks, not a car. And here to discuss these items with us is Mr. Carr himself. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, who's here to, actually make me feel better about something that I did this week.
part car talk, part therapy.
Yes, right, exactly. You're going to be my therapist. So I have a 150, a 250, a 350, a 450, and a 550 on the farm.
Okay.
And the 550 blew its engine. It was a 7.3. All of them are old, early 2000 trucks. And so I'm forced to figure out whether I should put a new engine in this truck that's 22 years old, or I find a used one. What am I going to do? And then we've decided that spending $9,000 to rebuild an engine and put it in, because the truck's not worth $9,000. If you can get a backyard guy to do it, that's great, but not paying $100 an hour to somebody to do it the so-called right way. So I'm around shopping with my friend from the Ford dealership. The guy that owns the stores is somebody that I've known for a long, long time. And so we're helping to figure out what to do. We're working with each other. And so we find this truck down in Texas. This truck is a very specialized truck. It has a special body on it, you know, all kinds of special things. And so we found one in Texas. It was on the auto auction. And we put a bid on it, and it was accepted. So I make plans to go down to Texas this weekend to pick up the truck. And then yesterday we get a call. Sorry, you can't come get the truck because somebody else bought it. And wait a minute, what do you mean somebody else bought it? We sent you the money for the truck. Well, we're going to send it back to you because somebody came through the door. It was on an auction site, which is wholesale. Somebody retail walks through the door and gives them $1,000 more or whatever it is. And so here I am flat-footed. I still don't have a truck. I didn't, you know, what I've found out, not that I didn't know it before, is that the car business is full of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. That basically, there's no real rule, right? Whatever happens, happens. And if you don't like it, see you later. And why is it that it's such a cutthroat business? Whatever, why, when did it get that way? Has it always been that way?
Yeah, well, it's only as good as the guy running the auction site, right? It's only as good as the dealer. That's why each dealer has reputations. And so you deal with a reputable guy. Clearly, this guy in Texas wasn't worth the socks he was wearing.
Well, it was on Smart Auction. You're familiar with Smart Auction. And so they threw the dealership off of Smart Auction because of what they did. But for their trouble, you know, they're going to have to pay they got $1,000 more for the truck, but they're going to have to pay me $400 for an airplane ticket that I didn't use and $120 for a car I didn't use. So what do they end up with at the end of the day? I guess that's
And they got thrown off the auction site, and you'll probably sue them too.
Just
to let you know.
Just for fun.
It wasn't worth it. If you go after these guys who are doing these shenanigans, you can often get money out of them, but a lot of people can't be bothered because you still have a truck. And then you've wasted all your time.
Well, we're looking for another truck now. Finding the Enterprise has a lot of good used trucks. We didn't know that. I just found that out yesterday. So that may be a way to go. All right. Anyway, talking about used things, I'm looking at the prices for the cars. Now, my friend, the dealer, is charging a sticker for everything that goes out the door. And the way that they're charging for the stuff that comes out of the auction, used cars, if they don't have a lot of miles on them, look out, man, you're going to pay close to retail for that stuff, right?
Absolutely. I got friends trying to buy vehicles that are on dealer lots, maybe a demo vehicle that has 20,000 miles on it, technically brand new, but it's been used as a demo, and the dealers are charging them the price of a new one that has zero, the MSRP. Yeah. And the new ones, they're sticking premium prices on them, putting them up $10,000-$20,000. So you're paying a lot of money for new cars. It's because of the tire shortage. It's because of the semiconductor shortage. It's because of the shortage of vehicles in general.
Thank your friends, the Chinese, for that. Thank the COVID and all that stuff. It's all related. Okay. So what is selling and what are the prices as of this moment in terms of what the what's selling well?
The fastest selling,
yeah.
So the fastest selling vehicles in the United States, it's kind of interesting to look at the list. They have a list of what's on the dealer lots for the shortest time. 9.2 days, the shortest time a vehicle is on the lot. Number one is the Corvette, which is not really that surprising, but it's on the dealer lot for 9.2 days. Then going down the list, the top five are very interesting and very different. That new Jeep Wrangler, the plug-in hybrid one that they just came out with, that's number two. And then you go down, it's all over the place. That Kia Telluride that's made there in Georgia, and then the Hyundai Santa Fe Lexus. It's all SUVs, by the way, pretty much, when you go down the list. That's what America wants.
Yep. The Escalade's on the list.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.